We've got Carl Solander here as well, along with Ryan and Stacy of Cherry Dirt. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks for welcoming us, and Mary the dog.
Mary the dog nearly interrupted the weather, and it was fantastic.
It's Mary. Okay.
Yep. Last time Mary was here, we were trying to talk one of you guys into adopting her, but we foster failed and decided to keep her. So.
Too late on that.
Ryan and Stacy played last night at the Cascade. And do you have a gig tonight, too? Or
no.
You're heading home?
No, we're going home tomorrow. We're maybe going to try to check out some local live music tonight.
Okay. So, they've been with us before here in Studio A. They've also worked one of our pledge drives outside. And you've been at the Grand Marais Ole Opry and Radio Wave. So folks might remember your performances. And how did you told me to ask you about this. I know you said Selar is how you pronounce it. Now, what's the story you were going to tell me about that, your last name?
I'll let Ryan take that. He's been studying the language.
Check.
Yeah.
Check, check. One, two. Oh,
jeez.
Oh, there's only one Czech person here. So, we like going to Europe, and I wanted to do the whole go back and find your roots kind of thing. So I did Ancestry.com and spit in a vial and sent it to them, and they told me that, hey, you're 41% Czech. And I thought, I knew that already. I'm glad I paid the $100 for it, but I felt validated. So I've been learning the language for the last couple months, and my dream is to go to this small Czech town, which I found an address of where great-great-grandpa Siloš came from. That's the correct pronunciation, see? And my dream is just to go back to this town, know enough of the language, because I don't think English is common in these like 300-person population towns, and just get a feel for the place. Like, why did he want to leave for, Door County, Wisconsin? I don't know.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to,
What did you find? Did you have any discoveries on why he might have left?
Well, I haven't been there yet. We're going in June.
Oh, you still haven't done it.
So we'll be back here in July. We'll give you
That's exciting.
I did the same thing with that one of those DNA tests, and even though I knew my father was Finnish, came back the same way, 46% Finnish, So the same sort of procedure.
There's Mary.
Mary.
Hey, I think she's wrapped around your chair over there.
Uh-oh. We got to get that sorted out.
So you guys have been playing together how long now? How many years?
Well, in Cherry Dirt, we've been playing together for,
Five,
six, something like that.
Yeah.
We played together in a cover variety band called the Bear Creek Band out of Wisconsin for a few years before that.
I remember.
And Ryan's actually, he's a professional drummer first and foremost, and he drummed in that band, and I sang, and
Bear Creek played a lot of the casinos, right?
Yes, they still do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're no stranger to losing money. And smelling like cigarettes,
Do you still do the opera, too?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do one or two productions a year,
Okay. Mm-hmm. Stacy plays with this Minneapolis Opera?
Minnesota Opera. Yeah, shout out. I think my friend Elizabeth might be listening that's up here in town visiting a friend of hers. So she sings with Minnesota Opera. So
she does, too?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know we had an opera singer in town here.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to get that on here sometime.
Get Elizabeth to come in and do an interview.
Seek her out.
Yeah.
Well,
You're on our list now, Elizabeth.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to get her last name. Anyway, why don't we hear one?
Let's sure, okay. How about we'll kick it off with Rocky Top.
Mary, be quiet. All right, maybe we should have her count us off.
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky top, you'll always reckon they never will. Corn don't grow at all on rocky top grounds, too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on rocky top get their corn from a jar. Rocky top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old rocky top, rocky top, Tennessee, rocky top, Tennessee. Trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Boy, you hit those high notes.
That was perfect.
Yeah. I think that might be the state song for Tennessee. It might be. That was an old Osborne Brothers popularized that. But I think you did that at the Grand Marais Old Opry, didn't you?
That's probably. Yeah. We maybe did.
Ryan on ukulele, which is kind of an unusual accompaniment for...
I want to know if there's like claw hammer ukulele.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I think I saw Rick... there he is.
Rick's coming on later for Blues and Things.
Yeah, Rick is going to be with me for Blues and Things. So,
quite a day at WTIP here. We got special guests on all these shows. We got dogs. We got live music. What a day. What a weekend.
And that coffee smells so good. I should have, if I had known you were stopping for coffee. Well,
it was packed. It was packed. That's why it took me a while to get here.
Oh, Will, you got coffee?
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite? Where's the good coffee shop around here?
Well, Java Moose is the one in town.
Java Moose, okay.
Just down the hill.
Okay, maybe we should.
Right.
That's
at the
one I would mention.
Oh, yeah.
Intersection there.
So, yeah.
So, well, Cherry Dirt is with us again. And
Mary.
And Mary. Mary barked a little. We let her out to have the run of the house. And now she's probably attacking Rick out there.
Hey, Rick, can you get the door?
So, anyway.
Well, I want to know, how often do you play out as Cherry Dirt?
It really varies.
It depends on the time of year.
Right now, it's about once a month, I think. In the summertime, it's busier. Fall's actually our biggest time.
Yeah, fall's our biggest. We play the Twin Cities Harvest Festival every year, and we do about 5 or 6 Saturdays in a row and play from 11 to 5. Is that like a 6-hour day?
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun, though.
Harvest Festival? Uh-huh. It goes on that long?
Mm-hmm. It's all day long, and it runs on the weekends, and it's for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I'm eating mini donuts the whole time. Yeah. It's deep fried Oreos.
It's a life.
It's really fun. Big corn maze and lots of families. It's a good time.
You guys haven't hooked up with the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association at all, have you?
No, but I think
they refused. They said no ukuleles.
No, they have.
I can actually see that happening.
Get out of here.
They had a ukulele workshop just 2 years ago at their summer festival. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You need to write that down for us before we leave.
Okay.
That's a great. We need to connect with them.
I think it was Little Rev who was hosting it. Do you know him? He's a Milwaukee artist. Yeah. He's written books about ukulele. And they have ukulele workshops. So it's become a hot ticket again. So, well, let's hear another one.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to step out a minute, Will, and see what Rick is up to. But,
and Mary's up to.
Okay.
Yeah, tell her we said hi.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, well, we'll mix it up. We do a lot of country when we play here and just in general. But this is one that someone asked us to learn to play at their wedding. And we just enjoyed it so much. And I enjoy singing it so much that we decided to keep it in the set.
Let the bow break, let it come down crashing. Let the sun fade out to a dark sky. I can't even say I noticed it was absent. 'Cause I can live by the light in your eyes. I'll unfold before you what I've strung together. The very first words of a lifelong love letter. Tell the world that we finally got it all right. I choose you.
Now that was who, what was that?
That's Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
I was trying to think the entire time. I know this song.
Yeah.
Isn't that just a pretty tune?
Yeah, that was great.
I love
great
that
version
song.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't just, it was on the tip of my tongue.
What's cool about that tune too is that it was a national hit a couple of years ago, and the drummer that played on that track is a Twin Cities guy.
Who is it? Who is it?
Steve Gould.
Okay.
Oh, really? He did that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Look at that.
Boy, you really have a powerful voice, and folks don't know. Stacy's sitting, not standing. You're really belting them out from that sitting position. That's strong.
You should hear when she's hungry.
Carl.
Oh, hungry.
All right.
Where's supper? Laughing right now. Oh gosh. Oh.
That must be that operatic training.
I tell you, shout out to Mom. She was the first voice teacher.
Yeah.
Yep. I know people thought she had some sort of disorder because she would sit on the front row whenever I would be singing, and you know, if you're sharp, she'd try to turn her head down, like bring it down. And if you're flat, she'd kind of raise her eyebrows and lift her head up, you know. And if you weren't opening your mouth enough, she had this rule, like, you should be able to fit, you know, three fingers in your mouth when you're singing and belting a high note. You should be able to. So she would literally do that on the front row and just look like a crazy woman. But I knew what she was saying to me. So. But I'm sure people thought something's wrong with
like
that.
Some separate sign language. Well, yeah. Some alien.
Yeah. But, yeah, there you go. Wow. Appreciate her.
So, Ryan, how did you make the transition from drums to ukulele?
An apartment forced me to do something other than drums during rehearsals. And a ukulele had four strings. And I was just, you know, not into guitar. I don't know. It just, in my circle of musicians, it seemed like everybody had one. And,
yeah,
I wanted to, you know, sound different, and
right.
It's weird. It's like you kind of fall in love with the sound. It's I don't know, and we've been able to make it work with our group, which is great
absolutely.
Too. It's just something different.
Yeah, I'm a bass player, so I'm in the same boat. Anything more than four strings really confuses me.
Yeah, got to add some cymbals to this thing. I think.
Exactly. Oh yeah, like a little washboard side or something.
Yeah, it's pretty new. Because there's a guy up here he's kind of famous for this harp guitar, right?
Right. John Kahlberg is the guy with the harp guitar.
Yeah. So yeah. we could give him a little run for his money. Right?
Yeah, I can set that up.
What is a harp guitar?
Yeah.
He's got a six. So it's got six strings, and then it's got this other. It's not a double neck like a Jimmy Page thing. It's got like this extension that goes up into the second headstock, and there's six bass strings. Like a six-string bass that come down almost at an angle to the rest of the guitar, and he can hit those on his way down to strum, so it sounds really cool. It's like he's playing two instruments at once.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So who does John play with?
He just plays by himself. He only needs himself, really.
Okay.
It's kind of like Andy McKee.
I've ever seen him. Yeah.
He's in the North Shore Events, that brochure that's out with all the live music.
Yeah.
I always see his picture in there. That's why I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah.
He started out as a bass player as well.
Okay.
So that's it.
I'll have to catch him one of these days.
Huh.
Yeah. Lots of music up here.
There is lots. Tonight we even heard lots of stuff going on around town. We may hop around.
Yeah, we were playing last night at the Cascade Lodge, and this guy comes up to me, he says he lives on Ski Hill Road, and he's like, there's four different places to see music just on the road. I guess Moguls, Papa Charlie's, maybe the wine place, and I don't know, somebody out in the woods.
Yeah, Blue Fen.
Keeps me sane in the winter, I'll say that.
But that's, I mean, here in town, we've got numerous places.
Yeah, then you got places in it, too. That's what's really cool about this area. I don't know, there's just a lot of culture out here. And arts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love coming up here.
By the way, Will, while I think of it, I enjoyed your interview with Bump yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, Bump Blomberg is another musician here in the area, and he's going to be going down to Austin
to
make a recording with Bill Kirchen and some other high-powered Gerf Morlicks, and I don't know. But that's off the beaten track right now. But I Will had him on the air. Will's always interview. He has interviews all the time.
Here I am.
So here he is on a Saturday afternoon.
Get rid of me.
Yeah.
It's an addiction. Help.
So we're with Cherry Dirt. And, you know, Stacy and Ryan have been together, they said, for about 5-6 years now.
Playing music, yeah.
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 So, well, let's hear another one.
All right. Excuse me. Hey, this is kind of a new one. I heard Casey Musgraves do this tune on Prairie Home Companion, and died laughing in my car at the lyrics because I thought it was so funny. And I said, oh my gosh, it's called Family is Family, and the lyrics are just so funny. So we picked it up and started doing it with Cherry Dirt a bit. So I think it's one that everybody can relate to.
Good.
We all have crazy families, right? Love you guys.
As we just established.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Crazy families. You know, my favorite part is the wicker part.
Yeah, I know.
So listen for that, folks.
They're there for your first year. They give you your first beer. You get your heart broke. They're there for your worst year. Don't get you it all, but your apple don't fall too far from them. They own too much wicker and drink too much liquor. You'd wash your hands of them, but blood's always thicker. You might look just like them, that don't mean you're like them, but you love them. Family is family, in church or in prison. You get what you get and you don't get to pick them. They might smoke like chimneys, but give you their kidneys. Yeah, friends come in handy, but family is family. They're there when you're married, divorced and remarried. You fall out of touch, but then someone gets buried. You're right back together like no time has ever gone by. Can't live without them. You might talk about them, but if someone else does, then you'll knock them out. 'Cause when it's all said and done, they're the only ones that you got. Family is family, in church or in prison. You get what you get and you don't get to pick them. They might smoke like chimneys, but give you their kidneys. Yeah, friends come in handy, but family is family. Yeah, family is funny. They'll ask you for money, even though they know you ain't got no money. They show up at Christmas, get up in your business. They might not be fancy, but family is family. But you love them.
Too real.
That's so real. Funny, isn't it?
That was Casey Musgraves, she
yeah.
said? Okay.
She's a hoot.
I haven't heard that before.
She's got some funny ones.
Do you guys do any duets? Does Ryan sing it?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah. We're with Cherry Dirt, Ryan and Stacy Seelar.
I'll be right back.
Played right. last night at... Cascade Lounge.
Cascade Lodge, Great Eggs Benedict.
Oh.
It's just a thing there.
Wow, I haven't had that there yet. That's on the menu nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, we had a memorable moment last night. We're playing and going through Margaritaville, a classic. And somehow I brought up Martha Stewart.
Of course.
And, you know, it's Martha Stewart's fault. And talked about, hey, but she got in trouble, right, Stacey?
She did. For insider trading.
And then Bob Lemaitre, another legend around here, goes. Yeah.
Legend is the word for Bob Lemaitre. That is the only word.
What do you say, Stace?
She chimes in from the dining room and says, well, you wouldn't want to do outsider trading in this weather.
Hey!
Bob. So funny. Yeah, Ryan does sing. I just grabbed a tune here.
Yeah, you know, when I'm not singing opera, I'm singing Afternoon Delight.
Because that's the way it goes.
That was pretty good. I think you might have to join the Minnesota Opera as well.
Yep, tell them I'll do it.
I might have an in.
Oh, we love doing this one. It's just great to see people on first dates just get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know. And hey, let's. We know we have some listeners in the Chaska region.
Prior Lake, yeah, yeah.
Prior Lake. Yeah, we'll dedicate this to the Pickenses.
There you go.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, hey, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so excited.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. I started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't bite. But you got some better wetting and I think I might like nibbling a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Yeah. We could make a lot of loving before the sun goes down. And thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little bit of afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Yeah, afternoon delight.
That was good.
I can't
very
keep
good.
It together for that one.
There are moments where I wish this was a TV station.
Right, right.
We could capture Stacy's face throughout that entire song.
Well, Ryan's looks. Ryan looking aside there.
Oh, yeah. I just got a computer screen in front of Ryan. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
You might have to do that again.
You just never know what he's going to say or how he's going to do it. You know, he mixes it up. He's not a predictable guy.
That's why we encourage people to see
making people uncomfortable.
Entertainers live music. That's what it's all about.
Hey, it's great that you guys support that cause.
Right. Yeah.
Hey,
who did that song originally? Do you know? I never remember.
The only version I know is a Starland vocal band, something like that. I just loved Anchorman.
That's what I was thinking. I was hoping you were going to do the boo.
Yeah,
I was waiting for that part.
Usually it's somebody in the, you
Someone
know, some drunk guy
it.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
Whoa, I know this song.
Yep, somebody always.
Song. Yeah.
But I just love that movie. And then they, you know, one thing led to another. And now we're playing it in Cherry Dirt.
I'll show you that movie, Carl, if you haven't seen it. We'll watch it.
Anchorman?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It'll be good. If you're a movie buff, you'll appreciate it.
Oh.
Well, that...
I was going to ask, do you have upcoming gigs or dates that you're playing around in the cities or elsewhere?
Spring gets really busy. I'm in a spring production with Minnesota Opera, and so it takes up a lot of the weekends and evenings. And once we start rehearsals in the beginning of April, and we have some summer stuff. We'll be in Rochester. We play at the Canadian Honker. We'll be back up here. Okay. Yeah.
When do you come back up here?
Well, actually, we talked to them last night about booking this summer. So we'll be back this summer.
Okay.
Once or twice, probably.
At Cascade?
Mm-hmm. At Cascade Restaurant. And then We get out to, there's a winery in Maiden Rock, Wisconsin that we play at a few times a year. And that's always really fun.
Oh, Vino in the Valley.
Yeah, and they're seasonal. So they close down for the winter. They'll be opening back up in the spring. We'll be back out there. And they actually opened up a new one up on a cliff called Vino Over the Valley. So hopefully we'll get to play there too. But yeah, so spring we kind of had to push pause a bit because of the opera. But
I had to.
Yeah. And then we're going to Europe.
Yeah, and then we're going to Europe. All then right. When we get back, we'll
be back. Is this the trip to Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
And we've actually had a request from one of our friends in Switzerland to bring the ukulele. So we might have some cheerleader gigs in Lucerne.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
A little busking on the streets and Prague or something.
Yep.
Help pay for the trip.
Exactly. Yeah. Play for some tips.
Yeah.
It's a different world over there when it comes to busking. It's kind of all over.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's certain cities here in the States where it's pretty common, too. I think New Orleans is one, for instance. But, yeah, I can't think of too much happening in Minneapolis.
Not now. Cool.
So, when you come back up, let us know.
Sure, we'll do. You can always check out our Facebook page. Yeah, we post all of our events on our Facebook page if you like Cherry Dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got to post a little action from this morning. We went cross-country skiing.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Cool.
And it's always exciting with Stacy. You never know if she's going to fall and crash and die or not.
I'm very accident prone.
Did Mary go along?
No, what is that called? I've been learning about that.
Skijoring?
Skijoring?
Yeah.
I just
learned what that is.
I want to teach her how to pull me on the skis.
All I know, I actually don't really know what it is. I know it involves dogs and cross-country skiing. Is it just like kind of a makeshift dog sled thing on skis?
When people were doing it around town for the Super Bowl week, they had that downtown.
Okay. Really?
And yeah, people's dogs were just like pulling them down this track down Nicollet Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That looks fun.
Good way to get around.
Good way to get around, yeah.
I'm imagining like Bill Belichick skijoring now in my head.
All right.
I think we should do one more, Carl. What do you think?
Yeah, well, for sure.
Got a request, Carl?
Well, you don't know any Patsy Cline?
Well, sure.
Yeah. How's that sound?
Sounds good. How about Sweet Dreams? Let's do that one.
Oh. Better grab the tissues for this one.
Every night I someone new. Instead of having sweet dreams about you. Instead of
Bravo. Yeah.
Thank you.
You said sweet dreams. I was kind of half expecting your rhythmics.
Oh.
I was like, how are they going to do this? That was even better, though.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, we're with Cherry Dirt, and I don't know if we've... it's great to have them back here in Studio A.
It's great to be back in Studio A.
And you guys are going to hit the town tonight for some live entertainment.
Yeah. Yep. So. We heard Cloud Cult's in town. May go see those guys.
Are you going to Cloud Cult?
Well, you know what? I think it's sold out, actually.
Is it? I know their videographer. If he's there, maybe he can get us on a list.
Well,
Jeff,
you'll have to check
are
out.
Are you there? Sneak us in.
I think I just talked to one of the members yesterday. I think all of their Minnesota dates are sold out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So.
Oh.
Looks
check. Like I've got some Facebook messaging to do.
Well, Bob was saying, is the Wonder Bar?
Wonder Bar across the street.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
a new one. They've got
open.
A New Orleans Mardi Gras
that's what
thing
he was,
going on tonight.
Okay,
so
fun.
That might be kind of fun.
I left my mask at home.
Well,
they have a very big one you can use.
Nice.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Cool.
I left all my beads at home too. But
well, you have to get some somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm on the air till 10 o'clock tonight, so I'll be there late.
Rough luck.
Huh?
I said that's rough.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Check out some music.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
So do we have time for another one?
Can we do one more? One true final one?
Oh, sure. Hey,
we'll bring in Rick Brandenburg after that in just 15 minutes after that.
Then. Yeah, Rick is going to brought in all sorts of blues tonight or this afternoon, and we're going to have a little blues and things special.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see. You got any other requests, Carl?
No, you will?
Whatever we want? Okay.
Yeah.
Something that you also use to embarrass first dates.
Oh, this would be perfect.
Oh, gosh.
This is actually, it's from a movie.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's in a movie. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's like my favorite. I would watch it in June.
Yeah, we watch it in June.
Yeah. We also play this song year round. It's a silly one, but, you know, it's a ukulele Christmas tune and...
Okay.
You gotta be.
Not many of those.
Malakaliki maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land.
That's great.
I didn't know Louis Armstrong was here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's called the C-Larinette is what he calls that.
The C-Larchinette, now that we know how to properly pronounce it.
I've got several great versions of that song. I love that one. I play it. Particularly, there's one favorite by the Asylum Street Spankers. Have you ever heard them?
No.
Yeah, it's an Austin band.
People do. There are various versions of Melikalikimaka.
Yeah. I love that.
Who knew?
I love that. Yeah, there's different covers of that out there.
Carl, I walk away smarter from these interviews every single time. I learn something new every time. That's awesome.
Well, I love that. That's a great Christmas song.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we do it all
even
year.
In February.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
Stacey.
This is fantastic.
Ryan, and I'm going to step aside and join Rick in there, and you guys, maybe I'll run into you tonight later
yeah.
if you're a night owl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll buy you a beer, Carl, if we see you out.
Well, I'll take you up on that.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks again. Very much.